The head of the National Anti-Corruption Commission has resigned, 3 years into his five-year term. Paul Brereton has been under pressure to step down for some time now and was accused of not properly managing conflicts of interest related to both defence referrals and the robo-debt investigation. But he's denied any suggestion of impropriety and says he's resigned so he doesn't become a distraction to the Commission's core purpose. Geoffrey Watson is a director at the Centre for Public Integrity and one of the people who helped establish the National Anti-Corruption Commission, or the NACC. He says it's been nothing less than a disappointment.
It seems to be secretive. It seems to be inactive. It seems to be conservative. It doesn't have any of the characteristics which I would have hoped for.
The NACC did make some progress with a raid at Parliament House in October 2024. An employee at Western Sydney Airport was also charged in March 2024 for asking for a bribe, and an ATO employee was jailed for 5 years for a separate bribery case. But the NACC also came under a lot of criticism for not initially investigating the scandal-plagued robo-debt scheme and the conduct of senior public servants and politicians. It was revealed Mr. Brereton hadn't properly dealt with a conflict of interest in the case, and the NACC ended up having to reconsider its robo-debt investigation. Geoffrey Watson is now hoping the resignation will be a reset.
I'm sorry to say, I think it's a positive moment because the NAC got off to a very rocky start.
The NACC was set up after the 2022 election and was a core commitment of Labor's election campaign. It was initially promised by the Morrison government, and the coalition's failure to set one up made integrity in politics a key campaign issue and partly saw six coalition seats fall to independents. Another independent MP, Helen Haynes, was a huge driver behind setting up the NACC. She says the public feels let down by the body and there needs to be faster responses and public hearings.
While I'm not advocating we have multiple popcorn moments in the National Anti-Corruption Commission, what I am advocating for is that we have a transparent, very robust process of communicating back to the public what's happening.
The government will now begin finding his replacement ahead of his departure in July.